What about people who've been diagnosed with HER2-positive tumors in the past, maybe, you know, right a year or two before these trastuzumab data came out, which is really just the May 2005? We talked about giving hormone therapy, you know, for a long period of time or delayed. What about using trastuzumab in a delayed fashion?
I'm actually, at this point, not starting any more patients on trastuzumab because all the patients that I personally have followed have been through that risk period. In general, I have kind of followed what was done in the studies, which when they were stopped, patients who were within 6 months of completing their chemotherapy, which works out to be about a year of their surgery, were offered trastuzumab. And so I generally followed that. Now, we don't have any data. I don't know if we ever will have any data. You can argue the risk of recurrence is there for 2 to 3 years following surgery, and you could argue to give trastuzumab in that situation. I just have tended not to, just because we haven't had the data. And at this point, we've kind of gone through that period, so that I don't think we'll ever get that information. Hopefully that will be relegated to problems of the past.
What about using trastuzumab without chemotherapy, maybe in an older woman where you're really reluctant to use chemotherapy?
I can't say that I've done it, but I could certainly imagine scenarios where I would. If you look at the HERA trial, patients received chemotherapy, which was followed by trastuzumab, and there was a substantial benefit. And I think one might also say there would be a benefit in patients who did not receive chemotherapy, but received monotherapy with trastuzumab or trastuzumab plus hormonal therapy. So that while there's no direct information to say that it would be a benefit, I think it's not an unreasonable generalization in a specific case. I can imagine, for instance, an elderly woman that you wouldn't want to give chemotherapy to for some reason. Obviously, if someone had cardiac toxicity, you would avoid trastuzumab, but there are other comorbidities that you could imagine that would relatively contraindicate chemotherapy, risk a patient in whom sepsis would be a likely fatal event, something like that.